6:32, and I call the meeting to order, and I ask everyone to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice
for all. Okay.
Thank you. I'm going to call the roll. Monique, you're here.
Present.
Adam, you're here.
Present.
Busco, present. So we have a quorum. Bob is absent. And we'll move forward to approval of the minutes for September 9th, 2021, and the special meeting of September 21st, 2021. Has everyone had a chance to read them?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Can I have a motion to accept them as written? Okay, Monique, you make a motion to accept them as written. Do I have a second? Adam? Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor? Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion carried. Additions, deletions, and corrections. Does anyone have any changes to the agenda? For once, I don't. Have a motion to accept the agenda as posted?
I make a motion to accept the agenda as posted.
Adam, thank you. And a second?
A second.
Thank you, Monique. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion carried. Is there anyone here from the public who would like to speak? Anyone from the public? Anyone from the public? Okay. Hearing none, we'll go to old business. Is Ken on? Ken Schultz? I know we have something in writing from him. All right. If you have any questions on Ken's report, let me know, and I'll give him a call tomorrow. I'll get the responses, and I will get them out to you. Any questions on his report?
None.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Monthly report from Joan. Joan is here. Joan, do you want to elaborate on your report at all?
I think everything is pretty much there. I just wanted to reiterate about the blood pressure clinic. We did cancel it last week because of our nurse Carrie's son's death. And I did send out a mass card signed from Aud Derby Housing and all staff and residents.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's just so sad. 35 years old, and he died of cancer. She will be back this Thursday for the blood pressure clinic. Okay. Also, with Naugatuck Valley Health, we have the flu clinic on October 27th, and we have more than double the amount of people signed up for it this year. So they're quite happy because they don't like coming out if the numbers are low.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So we're still on the list with Griffin for the booster. We're not sure. They were saying initially they wanted 8 months, so we would schedule a booster shot for COVID with the residents probably early November. But now it seems like some of them are scaling back to 6 months. But Griffin hasn't given me any information that they're going with that guideline. And our residents some of them have had the Pfizer, some of them have had Moderna. And there's no booster yet for Moderna. So things are a little bit up in the air for that. But, the residents are interested. And certainly, Griffin is well aware that we're interested in them coming back to do the booster. So we'll just keep you updated on when that happens.
Great. They've been wonderful. They've been really good to us.
Oh, they're terrific. Yeah. They're wonderful partners. Yeah. Yeah.
Commissioners, any questions for Joan? Joan, did you want to add something?
No, just Linda, maybe you and Ellen and I can talk tomorrow morning about situations that resolved this afternoon. So that would be good.
All right. I have to come in early. My husband has a medical appointment in the morning in Old Saybrook, but I told her I would come in early to sign the check. So I should be in between 8:30 and 9.
Well, I can be there if it makes sense, or on the phone or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Either or.
Okay.
We can definitely talk.
All right. Good. Thank you. Take care, everyone.
You take care too.
Bye bye. Bye bye.
All right. So that leaves us with just under old business update on the new subsidized housing coordinator. So Shana accepted our offer to start at 56. And, you know, with the bump that Janet had suggested in 6 months, evaluation in 6 months, and then understanding that she would have an annual performance appraisal and subsequent raises, if they were to be given, would be at the discretion of the board, the sitting board at the time. And she was good with that. We have a signed contract, having problems with daycare. So she moved her start date. It was a combination of daycare and because we were still negotiating, she hadn't given her current employer 2 weeks notice. So she wanted to go back to do that. So she's coming in tomorrow. All of her checks have been fine. They've been wonderful. She's doing her drug screen tomorrow. She's coming in. Ellen's got a packet of paperwork for her to fill out, some things to start going over with her. So she starts November 1st, and I'm really excited about it. So
perfect.
I know it's been difficult. Yeah, it is all good. It's just been a little bit difficult for Ellen 2 days a week because things have not slowed down at all. So she's doing the best she can. Diana's holding down the fort the best she can. Nothing has come up that we haven't been able to handle together. So at the moment it's good, but we're all anxiously awaiting Shana. Any questions on that? Okay. I have absolutely no new business. Have you had a chance to look at Ellen's reports? Ellen did not sign on tonight. She told me she probably wouldn't. She's being very careful with her hours. Again, if you have questions, I'm sorry. If you have any questions, let me know. I'll get answers for you tomorrow. All right. If there's no questions, can I have a motion then to accept it as written?
I motion to accept it as written.
Okay, Monique, thank you. A second?
I'll second the motion.
Discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Okay.
Opposed? Okay, so before I close, Monique, this is your last meeting, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much for the time you spent with us. I know it wasn't long, but I always appreciated your input and your support. So thank you for your time with us. Adam, you I think have one more meeting.
I do.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that makes me happy. So I won't say goodbye to you yet. but Monique, thank you. Thank you for everything. And
I'm sorry I couldn't stay in Derby, but life happens. I was looking in Derby, but there was nothing available. But Beacon Falls is nice, so.
Beacon Falls is very nice. We would have loved to have you stay in Derby, but I understand. I think for a while there, things were going really fast.
Yeah.
The important thing is that you found a place where you and your family can be happy, and that's the bottom line, I think.
It's
so congratulations.
True. Thank you.
Much happiness. You're welcome. Much happiness to you.
Thanks.
All right. 6:41, then I will adjourn the meeting.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.